Aldous Huxley's entire family was quite famous in England, his grandfather being a well-known zoologist and friend to the father of evolution, Charles Darwin. His mother's side of the family was very literary, but despite this early tie to the world of literature, Huxley's early aspirations were to follow science and become a doctor. This dream was derailed, however, due to a sickness Huxley developed as a teenager, which caused him to lose his eyesight for a few years. Although his vision returned somewhat over the years, he would, for the rest of his life, require assistance from others in order to read and write. He could read somewhat on his own with the use of a magnifying glass, but this was impractical for extended reading. Despite these setbacks, he later would attend college at Oxford, where he edited the school poetry journal. His eyesight problems would keep him out of the First World War, during which he would make the acquaintance of other famous literary figures, such as Bertrand Russell and Clive Bell. His involvement with the Bloomsbury literary scene would appear later in his satirical novel Chrome Yellow, which mocked this period of his life. During these years, he would meet his wife-to-be, who was also involved in the Bloomsbury scene, Maria Nis. They had one child together, a boy named Matthew. It was in these years that he would write his most famous works, including the dystopian classic Brave New World. Much of what Huxley depicted in his frightening future has actually come to pass. His predictions about mass media brainwashing the world into complacency and passive acceptance of the horrors of political abuse are particularly relevant today, as are his foresights about the abuse of drugs. One could say that Huxley prophesied the 20th century. After this time of great productivity, his life took an unexpected turn when he made a trip to visit the United States for the first time. His unplanned visit would lead to him uprooting his whole family and moving to Southern California and Hollywood even for a time. He developed an interest in spirituality and Hinduism, which he explored through relationships with various swamis, most memorably Krishnamurti and Prabhavananda. These influences inspired him to write the book The Perennial Philosophy, a treatise on the various pitfalls of mystical religion. Oddly, while engaged so deeply in these lessons from swamis and deep thoughts, he was also doing some screenwriting for Hollywood studios, although he was never very successful at it. Nonetheless, he does have a few screen credits to his name, including the screen adaptations of Pride and Prejudice and Jane Eyre. He also wrote a version of Alice in Wonderland for Disney, but they were never interested in anything he brought to them, even though they did make the film later with a different script. Despite these brief forays into the media marketplace, Huxley remains mostly well known as an essayist, a fierce voice for pacifism, idealism, and mysticism, and as a novelist.